From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
There once was a fairy princess in a faraway land who married a Russian general for love and was shunned by her tribe. At least, that's how I heard it. Combining archival research with family stories is an Indiana Jones-like adventure into the dusty caves of my ancestors' mythical past. And these days, I'm not alone. With all the internet tools now available, genealogy has become hip. Everybody and his brother wants to piece together their pedigree, and it's easy to understand why. Putting those fragments into context is more seductive than Sudoku. Most genealogy research gets compared to archaeology or detective work, but for my money, it's more like lockpicking. Using the web, you can poke around inside the lock cylinder of your family's archival past, testing variations of names and spellings one letter at a time until something clicks. M-E-S-I, M-E-S-S-I, M-E-Z-I, M-E-Z-H-I. It takes patience, but at some point you latch onto something. The pins inside the cylinder begin to tremble and shift until the tumblers connect and release their secrets. Out pops your great-grandparents' marriage license, September 9, 1897, St. Louis, Missouri. Some of the scanned documents offer juicy information, but be prepared for some elusive handwriting. One cousin I found lived at 1219 Pacific Avenue, but I couldn't make out his present occupation. Was he a Ford dealer or a frog healer? Either way, he was self-employed. At the place where myth and reality intersect, a new conversation is born. My mother and I are tracing the Russian general who married into our family and then helped them escape as the empire imploded. Meanwhile, my 94-year-old great-uncle in New Jersey emails me whenever he untangles another knot from old records. Branch by branch, we are reconstructing our family tree. So let me know if you discover any frog healers in your family's past. We might be related. With a Perspective, I'm Elizabeth Statmore.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.